Welcome to the David J. Sherwin Podcast, Season 3, Episode 1, titled Why You Should Get Started on TikTok. So I wanted to make this my introduction TikTok podcast episode and give you guys a rundown on what I've been up to and why I think you guys should start trying to maybe experiment around with TikTok. So for myself, I had my reservations with TikTok. I was definitely against it. I thought it was silly. I thought it was for kids. But the thing is with TikTok is it's an amazing, beautiful platform. So with TikTok, everything is broken down into you can make between a 15 to 60 second video and you post that up on to the social media platform, the app, and from there, you wait to see if it'll gain traction, and then you can go off and you can comment on other people's videos that you scroll through. It looks a little bit complicated, but once you get the hang of it, it's actually extremely simple. Like, I would say TikTok, once you get the overall feel for it, it's probably easier to navigate through than Facebook or Instagram. So with that being said, I started posting on TikTok around August or so, and I posted one video. It was a cat video that just went viral, like it blew up, and I think everybody who posts on social media has always at some point wanted to like experience what going viral is like, and it was crazy. So I posted the video, it blew up, it got like 4.3 million views since I posted it back in October. And the other cool thing about TikTok is that once you hit 10,000 followers, which is, it's easy to do, trust me. Like, if you, as long as you are posting content on there, it's easy to do. And I think it's a better way of just getting good at social media. Like, if you want to be more confident in posting videos or just doing anything, hop on TikTok, start making the 15 to 60 second videos. And then it exposes you, it makes you vulnerable, and it makes you have to actually work because you have to make every second matter. And I've had some strategies that I've put to use with thinking about what goes viral and what doesn't go viral. And I had to sit there and think about what is it that has the ability to go viral. And what I've studied certain courses on what is contagious content. So what is contagious content? Contagious content is things that will travel like word of mouth, like people tagging other people. And I've come to realize like the content that will go viral is something, and it's not necessarily like a video or a piece of social media content that you put a ton of effort into, right? Because I started making drawings and sketches. It's like another one of my COVID hobbies that I've picked up where I'll draw something, I'll record it, and then I'll do like an end result. And for me, it's just personal fulfillment, but I kind of know it's not going to go crazy viral. But the videos that do go viral are like simple videos, the ones that don't take too much effort, but it does have to have that ability to hook. So there's another video I just posted, and it's basically showing a picture of a manual gearbox, and it says 1, 3, 5 on the top, and then 4, 5, or 2, 4, and then there's a missing one, and then I'm asking, hey, what is missing, and the answer is not 6, and then, like, it's blowing up right now. It's at, like, I think 45,000 views, and I posted it this month, so it takes a little bit, but, like, the upside of TikTok compared to, like, Instagram is that Instagram, if you post it, it usually will either be a dud or it instantly blows up. Whereas like TikTok, you could post the video, say, like a month ago, and then all of a sudden, like a month later or 6 months later or a year later, like it'll just blow up and it'll go viral from there. which is really cool. And then they still have the live feature that you can go on and you can just chat with like your followers. You can share just what's going on in your day. You can play like games. Like I was doing like some board games like Hangman, Tic-Tac-Toe, certain things like that. It's pretty cool that people get into and then just start following. And then you can sit there and chit chat. And it's, like I said, it's good at building yourself up to getting comfortable on video, because I know there's a lot of people who are just camera shy and struggle with like thinking about like people watching them, and it is what it is. But once you get like the hang of it, and it's like riding a bike, it's amazing. It's great to get into. And last night I was on it and I was explaining to somebody how awkward it is to just look at scrolling text shooting up from your phone, and you're basically trying to have a full conversation with a scrolling text. But it just makes it that much easier. You just get that much more comfortable with posting videos, and you don't even have to go and do any crazy videos. You don't have to come up with your own ideas every day. If it's just you pick up you see a video that's going and it's interesting to you, you can just duet it, right? And then you don't have to say anything, or you can, if you want, you can commentate the video and give your two cents on it, which to me is cool, because if you were, say, on Facebook or Instagram, say, just scrolling through and not really doing anything for yourself, with TikTok, at least, say you hit that 10,000 follower mark and then you're monetized, and say you're putting out a video that's not even that great, but it still, say, hits 1,000 views and you only get maybe a penny, right, for the day, that's still one more penny than Facebook or Instagram is going to give you. So that's why I highly recommend being on TikTok, whereas being on the other platforms, you're just not getting anything out of it, and you're basically just wasting time, unless like you're already pulling in an income. But that's where I'm trying to take this podcast lately. I'm still going to probably go with a variety of different guests of different people, but I really want to focus on strategies for building your social media presence, your social media platform, whatever it is that you want to do, whether you want to go through Instagram, maybe I'll try to reach out to them. But TikTok is looking like where I want to focus, only because it's short form, but there's people who I think that would do well in building their audience by building that stronger connection with a podcast with them. And I think that I can help bring that out for them with just the podcast equipment that I've collected over a year or two, and developing my own skills with podcasting. So that's where I want to go with this. So I hope this intrigues you. I hope the idea intrigues you. So that's where I've been going with TikTok. And then the other thing that I've been doing is just studying different courses. One book, though, that I'm actually jumping into, which I've been kind of hesitant with reading, is Dan Carnahan's, I'm probably saying it wrong, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I think that this is going to be a good strategy towards TikTok, because it seems that my best videos usually, other than the cat video, which just went viral on its own, the best videos that I've put out that have built like good, strong connections are ones where I've asked people questions about themselves personally and people want to respond to it. So I'm looking at trying to leverage that book and use it into TikTok and see if I can make it work together. So one question I just put out was, what is your favorite movie to watch that you can watch over and over again and never get tired of? For myself, obviously it's, well, you guys probably don't know this, but Dumb and Dumber is like my all-time top favorite movie. I can watch that continuously. And days where I was super depressed or whatever, I could just watch it nonstop. So, and I'm cracking open my sparkling water. I'm looking for some sparkling water sponsorship. So if there's any sparkling water people that come across this that want to help a struggling creator, go for it. Right now, Costco's getting all of my love, so hopefully, maybe somebody who's listening can change that up. But I've been doing that, and then I've been working on a lot of meditation. For you guys who have not heard of this, it's called Hemi-Sync meditation, and it's labeled, it's actually dubbed by the CAA, it's called a gateway process, where you go in, you basically listen to these binaural beats, and then it puts you into this extra relaxed state, and then it'll ask you, what do you need to know? Like, what's the most important thing that you need to know right now? And then from there, you just expand on your mental awareness of things, your perception of what's going on in this universe, and try to just sort of make some sense of it. So it's been pretty helpful for me. But anyways, that's where I'm at. I'm keeping this short because it's just an intro video or intro podcast into season 3, and I do have some guests on the way. I'm looking at getting them up, and I have 2 more in the bank too that I'm gonna post. It's just that the social media thing can sometimes feel overwhelming for sure. So if I stop posting, it's probably because I get burnt out, and then I struggle with doing anything. But feeling excited to get this podcast back up, growing again, rolling forward. Trying to see if I can leverage TikTok into the podcast universe and see if I can get them to check out my podcast, and maybe they'll start diving into the other podcasters' worlds. So anyways, there you have it. Season 3, episode 1. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the new listeners too. To anyone who's listening all over the world, I appreciate all the love and support as always. Please follow me on TikTok, David J. Sherwin, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, podcast everywhere, iTunes, iHeart, Pandora, everywhere. David J. Sherwin, please follow me. I will have another episode out probably next week. So anyways, stay up. I hope you guys are all doing well, and I will see you all soon.